Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
How are we doing, everybody? Welcome back to the Sean Atwood channel. We are live for our royal mess here with Paula M and Lady Letitia. It's an interesting week. Okay, we've had some interesting collaborations over the last 24 hours, especially in the UK. We have Donald Trump visiting King Charles, and then of course signing some tech deals with Stalmer. So, yeah, it's an interesting one. We're going to get into it all. Also, how people have reacted to certain meetings taking place between the king and his children. But, Paula, how are you? First of all, what's been going on with you? Fill us in on what's been going on.
Oh, nothing. Everything's good. Everything's great. Just doing my video. Did my video today about Catherine and that princess moment with that amazing dress. And all I have to say is for all those haters, because, you know, I keep saying, I am sick and tired of Catherine recycling. I think that we all want to see a prince. I mean, we all want that princess moment, right?
I agree.
And it's like, oh, no, you're being mean. No, BS. Everybody was waiting for that princess moment, and Everybody was cheering when we got it. You want a bloody princess, which she is. You do want her wearing stockings. Clearly, she's gorgeous, you know?
Beautiful.
You know, with Meghan Markle, with that drama of the pantyhose. I mean, who says pantyhose? My mom used to say pantyhose. I never said pantyhose. I've always said stockings. Yeah. But you know, like, so all of you haters who tell me, no. You're all talking how great she looked. And that woman sure knows how to make a dress look good.
Oh,
because
wow,
the dress doesn't make her look good. She makes the dress look good. So, suck on that.
Yeah, I haven't seen her look. Well, she always looks beautiful. But to me, this was stunning.
This is what you're referring to, Lady Letitia, right? This was, yeah, okay, let's take a look.
She looks gorgeous.
I swear to God, that is the most regal thing I think I have seen. That looked like when Disney, right, do live action versions of something, right? Like, that is how regal that was. Can I just point that out there? That was some schmoozing. Let's check that again. That is a live action Disney movie right there.
Wow. I see it too, Ron. Disney for real.
Yeah. The music wasn't the most upbeat. I'm not going to lie. Like, I for presentation, I give them 10 out of 10. For music, it's a 3 out of 10 for me. Do you know what I'm saying?
You had a preferred something more.
Some absolute bangers, mate. Some absolute banger. What is that? What is that for a centerpiece? Holy moly.
They put that in front of Trump because he likes gold.
Wait, whoa. Wait a minute. Look at that. What even is that? Is that St. George killing the dragon? That's St. George killing the dragon. That's what that is. Damn.
The dragon.
Also, can we just talk about how much foliage is on that table?
Yeah, it looks like it's a lot going on.
That is some foliage right there.
It is with great pleasure.
It was the national anthem, Ron.
Welcome you to Windsor.
I know, but listen, on this, you know, just your second statement
to the United Kingdom. This unique and important occasion reflects the enduring bond between our two great nations. The ocean may still divide us, but in so many other ways, we are now the closest of kin. Our countries have the closest defense, security and intelligence relationship ever known. Our countries are working together of crucial diplomatic efforts. So in renewing our bond tonight, we do so with unshakable trust in our friendship and in our shared commitment to independence and liberty.
Holy smoke, someone just pointed out his fingers. Damn! A
parallel partnership. Allow me to propose.
I don't like Melania.
Honestly, that looks like a packet of Richmond. On a Sunday morning, you're like, look at the size of that table!
That's insane. Get the future king.
Oh, yeah, but you can hear how upbeat the atmosphere is there. That was some quite low. Can I just point someone out here, right? I hadn't seen this in a while, and then I got sent this the other day. This is when someone tried to assassinate Prince Charles in 1994.
Really?
The man never even noticed. these are gunshots.
They push him.
Oh, what's going on there? Okay. What's going on there? That's how badass the British Secret Service are, right? There can be someone firing a weapon directly at you, and your confidence in people doing their jobs is just on point. You're like, oh, better check my cufflink. You seen this, Paula? This is classic. You seen this?
I've never seen this.
It's too good. And you don't tell me you never heard it with those freaking ears. Okay, he heard he's hearing everything. He's hearing everything that's going on.
Action. Look at they push him.
Mad. Anyway, I just had to get that one back in there because that is mad.
I love that.
And so Captivating Kate was the palace's real trump card. In its bid to woo Donald's U.S. president, spent all night talking to the princess who dazzled him with her radiance and beauty. Ooh. I just want to say, right?
Dress was ugly. Can I just say that?
Oh, hang on. Nobody can see it. There we go. Sorry, I beg your pardon. This is, do you know what they've done? They've done casino rules.
He's flirting with her.
They've done casino rules, right? Where you dress your bird up really, really, like you get her looking like a billion dollars, right? And just get her hanging about where everyone, put them off their bets, distract people, have them walk past and be all like, oh, do you know? But this is the royal version of that, okay? This is the royal version of that. Weaponize them. Keep him distracted. Keep him signing stuff. And can I just point out as well, when he met with Stalmer earlier and they were signing stuff, he has upgraded the size of his goddamn Sharpie again, right? It's somehow gotten bigger, right? And it's now just like an all black pen, and it is, the man's signature is massive. It's massive.
That's so, a nice suit Trump has on. I've actually never seen him dress so nicely.
Yeah, Trump, it's just honestly the man, the faces the guy pulls. Like I can completely relate to. I've had many a savage image taken of me when I'm pulling a mad face. But yeah, that looks pretty weird.
William and oh my God.
Yeah. Paula, we can't hear you.
That dress is amazing.
Yeah, I can't hear you at all, Paul.
Like we haven't seen this in a while. I'm like, Paula, we haven't seen this pageantry, the reason we want to watch, well, the reason why I love watching is to see her dress up and look like this.
I mean, I get what you're saying, but it does kind of look like she's wearing a fairly average cream dress, and then she's thrown over one of those weird netted curtains your grandma would have behind regular curtains. But this is just a really fancy. Yeah, we can hear you now, Paula. This is just a really, really fancy one of those weird curtains.
The clips that I sent you. I sent you by WhatsApp.
What's up? What's up, buddy? That's what Paula says. She goes, hey, buddy. What's up, buddy? Oh, yes, Paula. Is this what I think it is?
Yes, you are.
Oh, no. This is some like slow motion freaking badassery here. All right. So.
So pretty. And she's got on her favorite tiara.
I think that's like my second or third favorite tiara out of her collection. I'm not going to lie.
This is my favorite look.
No, it's a great look. Don't get me wrong. This is this is exactly how I would imagine a modern princess should look.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she's given nothing away, right? There's nothing on show, right. But it's super fancy, it's elegant, it's all that stuff.
Right. She's not giving anything away, but looking like when she walks in a room, everybody stops and stares.
Yeah.
And you have to.
100%. 100%. And technically, you can't be accused of looking at nothing because nothing's on display. Okay, it's a safe outfit for all the people she knows are going to be looking at her. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, the thing is, she doesn't have to show cleavage and legs or anything. Nope. I mean, cover from head to toe, literally, and she looks absolutely spectacular and beautiful.
I am, really impressed.
She also looks like she's got very prominent knuckles for some reason.
She makes him look so good. She does. She really elevates him. But he's got it going on too, William.
He's also eye candy.
Very much so. I like his outfit too.
How are you like? All right, here's the next video you sent me to, Paula, is one of Trump here. Also, what is this guy doing? Is he leaning again?
No, I thought he was leaning.
Uh-huh, yeah. I was almost on the phone to someone that has been, how dare you? Do you know what I'm saying? Also, he has a lot of medals. So I feel like he's
a veteran.
I don't know. But because of his size and stature, now I'm thinking career in the SAS. He's given me like underwhelming vibes, which usually means SAS, right? Because
I noticed his nose after I thought he was leaning.
All right. Well, okay.
Can you see it? Does it look like it's sticking out?
Maybe he likes to hang out with Cash Patel and do absolutely radical sized freaking lines of the old Shim Shamaram and then like roll about in the Epstein files trying to score out Trump's name. Let's have a look.
He has also raised a remarkable son in his Royal Highness.
I'm sorry. How many drinks has Trump had at this point?
I don't know because I can't hear.
Like a heart, like what's happened here? Is that? Oh, look at the king's face. The king's like, it's kicking in. It's kicking in.
I love when he talks. His voice.
Look at his face. He's like, it's kicking in now, dear boy.
His Majesty is also ready.
He doesn't drink. It doesn't mean that he doesn't like a nice glass of Perrier or a little Pepsi. It's Diet Coke. He likes a Diet Coke. That is the face of a man. Because that's the face I used to make when me and my old flatmate used to spike each other for fun, right? That was the face that was like this. Oh, you going to see your mom, are you? Enjoy. Right.
I love Charles's voice.
Son and his Royal Highness, Prince of Wales. Amazing. We've gotten to know you, and I think you're going to have an unbelievable success in future. Melania and I are delighted to visit again with Prince William and to see Her Royal Highness, Princess Catherine, so radiant and so healthy, so beautiful. Great honor. Thank you.
He doesn't have a mic on.
Visit again with
Prince William. Oh, wait. These are mics. The mics are here. It's okay. These are the mics. These aren't just the praying heads of the serpents that have risen before their overlord. Give us our orders, master. Let us know, master. No, okay, I'm with you. But yeah, nice. All right, he mumbled his way through that. All right, okay. I think
they're right. It's amazing how he praises William, not how he's done an amazing job at raising William, but not Harry.
Okay, but yeah, let's go through it one more time.
He has also raised a remarkable son in his Royal Highness. Prince of Wales, amazing. We've gotten to know you, and I think you're going to have an unbelievable success in future. Melania and I are delighted to visit again with Prince William and to see Her Royal Highness.
It's all right.
Catherine, you know, so radiant and so healthy, so beautiful.
Trump just owns it all at this point, right? Like, Trump owns it. There's no way that Trump doesn't know what he looks like with the tan. There's no way Trump doesn't know what he looks like with the hair. Do you think he cares? Oh, hell no. This is like the Adidas stripes, okay? It is just on brand. So, Paula, you're absolutely right. There was praise given to that centerpiece, Paula. I can't stop looking at it. See, all I see here is, like, I'm knocking that over as a child. Like, that, as a child, I'm knocking that right over.
I think that was deliberate because they know he's like he's got gold in the White House. Have you seen the White House?
Oh, listen, this isn't deliberate. This is just what the king had knocking about that day. This is did you see the size of the table? Like, when have you ever in your life seen a table that, because you're the same as me. You have family around for Christmas. You're makeshifting a table. Okay. There's like two tables here,
right,
and then like a wallpaper table here. And then if you're lucky, it all forms a square and you can cover it with a tablecloth. Right. That's just the one table. There's no bit in the middle. We've got an extra 200 guests coming. Oh, we better widen the dining table. That room is just set up like that all day.
I love all it. Day. Ron, you have the children's table over here.
Right. Except the children's table is on the island, sadly, and it's just the king's brother that tends to them. But anyway, this madness. Paula, what do you think? What do you think of the, first of all, I mean, the flowers. Oh, there's a beef eater back there. See that guy? That's a beef eater. See him? Right there.
Well, I just think, I mean, everything is perfect. I mean, you know, I am so glad because I remember when I started my channel, it was all about inquiring what was so special about Meghan Markle. And I think that Princess Catherine, the Princess of Wales, has shown how she has given people the biggest royal smackdown ever, especially Meghan Markle. People putting Meghan Markle in the same league as Catherine, the Princess of Wales, to me has always been baffling, absolutely baffling. Because it's, and I've always compared it to a lame, ugly-looking mule who managed somehow to put herself in a pure thoroughbred horse race, you know, where everybody's like pure thoroughbred horses, and here we have this lame mule pretending to be one of them. I mean, right. I am so glad because even now Amanda Platel issue a horrible, and Camilla Tominey called me a Sussex squad.
Really?
Yeah. Didn't you see her tweet? It backfired on her ass, but Camilla Tominey called me a Sussex squad.
Why?
Because I called her out because now she's doing all this propaganda for Meghan Markle. Wanting her back and the royal family. Like, what? People are calling her right, left, and center. So I said, I called her a hypocrite. So she says, oh, look, I have all these nuts and crazy. They're on crack. First of all, I've never done drugs. You know, the only drug I do is red wine once in a while and chocolate. Stupid Twinkies that I love here in Canada. But other than that, you know, I am absolutely okay with everything. But calling me on crack, and this is the kind of woman who doesn't take any responsibility, because I said to her, we all know that Rachel Meghan Markle was your source for that article you published on October 31st, 2016. She didn't deny it. She didn't deny it. She said, oh, no, she's not my source. She had, because we know that because this Christopher Polaha guy, who was, I think it was her co-star or whatever in some dating handbook or something like that, he's on record saying on the podcast that Meghan Markle told him that she had met Harry back at the beginning of March 2016 and that she was bouncing and that Camilla and that an article was going to drop that day on October 31st, 2016 about her and that the guy she was dating and that the guy that she had met back in March was Prince Harry. And she says, I'm bouncing. And that's when we know for Christopher Polaha, he said it in the podcast, that Meghan Markle told him that she had met this guy in March and then he didn't hear from her. And then he heard from her on October 31st. And she said, today, how would Meghan Markle know that an article is going to be published about her that day?
Yeah.
And that article's praising that Meghan Markle is this model, this humanitarian. Meghan Markle is 5'2".
Big shout out to everyone who's 5'2" out there.
Nothing wrong with that, but there's no 5'2" model, okay?
I mean, we could probably track one down, but I mean, traditionally models are pretty tall.
No, Kate Moss was 5'8".
No, I'm saying traditionally models are pretty tall. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm sure there's that 1 5 foot two model. Someone in the comments will be like, well, actually, Martina Kakova-Jubramovic is only 5 foot two.
Kate Moss, and now Johnny Depp's daughter, but that she's a nepo baby, okay? But okay. Kate Moss at the time made a huge thing because she wasn't, to be a model, you have to be like 5'8", 5'10", at least. And I think Kate Moss is like 5'6", or 5'7". So she was considered at the time the shortest model. But look at that.
You're just a picture of the future queen's booty.
I actually did something a little bit naughty. I'm going to send it to you. Let me show you. I'm going to send you something that's a little bit naughty, but I'm being a petty bitch. I also sent you another thing for you to show. I sent you another little video of Prince Charles unveiling a new portrait.
I know somebody in Montecito is having
She is a really, really tiny frame.
Yeah, she's very tiny.
Yeah.
What in the hell is this? Oh my God. Oh yeah. Uh-huh. Like what is about to happen here?
Charles unveiled that horrible red painting. So people have been doing these things.
That was a good one.
But show the other one. Show the other one. We're gonna show something, guys, a little bit racy, but you know, we're here for it. We're gonna compare Meghan Markle booty to Catherine's booty.
I saw that on your page.
Oh, you got that right. That you sort of put it up wrong. We have to see it.
Yeah.
We're commenting on it. Come on, you don't have to say anything, but we are all here. Come on, post it.
I don't feel right, honestly, as a man, I do not feel right objectifying the future queen's booty. Okay,
little baby.
I'm doing the right thing.
Catherine has a nice little shape back there.
Just put it up there. Let me and Leticia deal with it.
You can go to Lady Leticia. Get me the link to your post of it, Paula, and I'll link it, and then everyone can go over there and look.
I'll share it. You're such a big baby.
Share it. No, don't share it here.
Where do you want me to share? I'm going to share the image. And you can
decide. I am standing my ground for the future queen's derriere. Okay?
Ron, she's not naked. She's wearing jeans.
It doesn't matter, Paula. Okay? I'm not comfortable showing off these booties. Okay?
You shouldn't be comfortable showing Meghan Markle's booty wearing jeans, but it's like wearing
jeans. She's not the future queen. She's not the future queen. Okay, I have some goddamn respect.
We're comparing her booty.
If William was sat at home right now comparing images,
he's very proud of her wife's booty.
This is after a few beers with the boys, and you're like, check out the booty.
No, everybody, this is on fire all over.
It's really innocent. Shut up. No, I'm not doing it.
I'm not standing my ground. Okay, it's my future queen. Okay, it's the future queen's. That is the royal derriere. Okay, that is the royal derriere. It is off limit for judgment. It's off limits for judgment and for all kinds of gawking. Okay, that is for William to gawk at only.
She's wearing jeans, guys. There's nothing dirty. She's wearing jeans.
Swear to God, I thought you were about to say no, Ron. It's for the people.
But she's wearing jeans. This is when she's going out in public wearing jeans. Meghan Markle looks like an old woman.
No.
She looks like a 70-year-old woman.
Even I have that kind of booty.
Even I have bigger booty than Meghan Markle.
Yeah. You're making me look at it again. I don't want to look at you. I just went back in. I'm off. Right. Let me see what else you got in here. Right. Because we had some rather interesting activities in the news, shall we say. A couple of people arrested. Ahead of the Trump's meeting at Windsor Castle. Also, can I just say, how mad is that building, right? Like, how mad is that building?
That is crazy.
Like the equivalent of, like, Trump phoning phoning up and being like, I'm just popping around my friend Charles's house, Mum. I'm going round there for dinner. And that's where you're nipping round to.
Sure, he's going to talk about this.
Okay, I'm telling you, now. You can show the one that I'm showing.
I will. But listen, I've got dibs on Windsor Castle when the zombie apocalypse happens. Okay, I don't care what anyone says. I've called dibs on it. I've also called dibs on the lions and the tigers in the zoo. Okay, you can have whatever else you want. Are you still? Okay, yeah. Okay, I can show. Now, Paula, don't make me regret this.
I won't show the booty one. Don't worry. This is Megan's only.
Yeah, we can laugh at Megan.
This is the woman that they said is competing with Catherine.
I'm not saying nothing.
Is it a frumpiness competition? If it's a frumpiness competition, then she's nailing it. Frumpenstein.
Look at this. Somebody did this. This is so funny. You know, it's like the memes write themselves.
I'm all for busting Meghan Markle's chop.
No, I swear to God. I mean, this woman is absolutely a nightmare. Oh, yeah. It's an absolute nightmare. I mean, I'm going to look for Princess Catherine here. You're going to see all the things that are out here
No, it's too risky.
She's gorgeous. Look at this. Look at this. This is the paint. This is the portrait they posted. Isn't that beautiful? And so for all of those of you who are saying, no, we like her when she recycles. Yeah, right. No, maybe
recycles. I'm with
when
you.
She recycles. Oh, I mean, when she wears the same outfits as she has before.
Yeah,
I'm glad to see her in something new.
Who the hell says they like it when they? I guarantee you, anyone that's saying that hasn't separated their recycling into the two bins outside their house in about 5 years, and they're going on about they wish you would recycle. First of all, I've been over this twice. Somebody could make that out of a regular dress and their grandma's curtains. Okay, just because it's gold and shiny doesn't mean it's super expensive. It probably was, but let's not get out of focus. The woman's probably not had, do you know, none of the royals have probably had new furniture in the last 200 years. Okay, you can let them have a new gown, right? What is going on?
Look at this. Can I talk about it?
I love it.
Please do.
I don't like this belt thing in the bottom. I love it.
I feel like she looks like a dessert, but I can't figure out which dessert it is.
Color isn't flattering on her.
No, I'll tell you what's going on too. We have to also take this into consideration. For some reason, the lighting at that Palace Windsor was terrible. And I'm surprised it didn't regulate the lighting because it looked horrible.
Yeah, this dress was a slightly better fitted bodysuit with trouser legs and it was an all-in-one thing with the belt, she'd be smashing it.
Maybe remove the belt.
That won't fix it. That will not. I know where you're going with it, but that will not help.
I know that Catherine is beautiful, but to me, the most beautiful Princess of Wales to this day is still Princess Diana. I'm sorry.
Imagine wearing a secondhand tiara.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah, but look how gorgeously tailored this is. Look how perfect it gets to the floor. Mm-hmm. Nothing dragging. No vulgar.
I'm not being funny. That's where we have to go to when we're making comparisons with Meghan and Catherine. The fact that what a 9-year-old can achieve when they start learning to dress themselves, Meghan has not quite achieved yet.
No, but look at this. Look how perfectly tailored that is. Look at the length of the gown. I mean, everything. And Prince William is killing it. I think they're both gorgeous. Look at them looking at each other here, Trump and Catherine.
I think they walked in the room and just stopped traffic. I mean, look at this.
I mean, I'm not being funny. There could be traffic going around that table. Like, I'm not being funny. Like a little golf cart. I'm just going to go and talk to Steve down there.
I didn't mean traffic.
Jesus Christ. There must be like a tiny train that goes around that table with the breadsticks on it or something. I'm telling you now.
Let it go.
Jesus. I mean, you could slip and slide down that table and not make it to the end of the table. That's how long that table is.
Yeah. You know, this is absolutely, and this is them today, you know, like the princess of, and I got to tell you, she was wearing much higher heels than Melania when they landed the first time. I think her heels were like 6 or 7 inches and Melania's was like 5 inches high. I mean, you can tell that Catherine really pulled the stops with the heels.
That's a high heel.
Yeah, it is. And look at this. This is absolutely beautiful. I love it. I think he peeked at her boobs.
You think? He's not flirting with her. But
well, we'll find out. We'll find out when he goes back to America. Because I heard if you stare at Catherine's boobs, you will go blind in the eye.
I love this picture. I love this picture. Look at Charles. Look at Catherine and look God, at
what is Charles doing? Like, why is going? Oh no, that's when Trump spiked him back. Oh, that's when Trump spiked him back now in his drink, and that's when the king started to choke after Trump got him back for sticking half a Swantine in his Diet Coke for the initial speech.
This is when he's praising William. I wish they had shown William's face. You know what I mean?
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listen, I'm not being funny. Put a one in the side chat. Hang on a second, Paula. Put a one in the side chat, right? If this woman here kind of a little bit looks like Charlotte from Inbetweeners. Put a one in the side chat if you know who the hell I'm talking about. Charlotte from the Inbetweeners. She's leveled up, okay? Put one in the side chat. Here we go. Right, sorry, Paula.
Look at here, Meghan Markle looking at Catherine. I mean, this woman is a danger to the royal
family. There it is.
Oops, there it is. See? Oh. Look at her looking at her completely. Closes her mouth, her jaw all tightened up and everything. This woman is horrible.
It you know, you could her. You could dub over that with that piece of music that's like, Duma, Duma. Oh, I'll try and find it.
Look at her. But look at the disdain in her mouth, how it goes down. Look at her. Oh, my goodness.
It gets single worse. Female,
single white female. I swear to God vibes, you know. Look at her.
Oh, yeah. That is proper, like, creepy, evil music.
See? Let's play it again. Look at that.
Do you remember that creepy chick that was in The Ring? That's what that is right there. That's the royal equivalent of that crazy Asian chick from The Ring.
She looks inferior to...
Inferior. I told you she's...
Oh, wow. Beautiful. I'm going to stay out of this one.
Look at this. Look at that.
Ugh. Staying well clear of that one. That was... Nope. Ugh. Not for me. Oh.
Look at them. They're talking. Did you see what Camilla did to Catherine, though?
What happened? No, you said something that they ain't getting along.
No, I'll send you that clip, Ron.
Just before we go any further, Paula, we never really acknowledged the fabulousness that is Lady Letitia's hair right now. Okay? Can we just point that out for a second? Did we get new nails as well? Or we get...
I think we're purple.
I don't know if I've seen those ones.
I don't know if I have.
Yeah, you're killing it, right? Paula, this isn't anything. This is not more booty ratings, right?
No.
In saying that, if you want to start up a channel where you and I just rate celebrity booties, we could do that.
We can do that. No, we can't.
Booty versus booty. Booty showdown. You've all been bootying up for. No,
this is different. The one that I sent you is different. Check it out.
I want one of them ones that you go get from the hospital.
That's the same. Oh no, hang on. Wait, what? What did you do? What?
No, I would never do that.
I want people to understand something. Camilla here was not being nice to Catherine. She was not worried about the horses trampling. First of all, because the people driving the horse carriage, they're watching where Princess Catherine is, and they're like miles away. So go look at this.
Oh no, that was she tried to push her in front of that carriage. That's what I'd have seen there. What she did there was she tried to kill her and then realized there was witnesses and stopped. At this point, she's like, I'm gonna kill you. Oh no, there's witnesses. You know what I'm saying? Also, how tall are these women?
Ooh, what happened?
I don't know, but that
her to move.
No, I don't know. That horse and carriage is nowhere near her. But how tall is she?
It's almost like she told her to back up.
Oh, she absolutely did. Wait until she realizes that she's harboring the surprise baby that's gonna dethrone William
as
Camilla giving birth Charles's third son. I'm so here for that narrative, by the way. Okay, Paula has got some more here. Whoa.
I mean, people are saying, oh, she was just worried about
What? Okay, so what is your take on it?
Well, I'm going to send you another one. I'm looking for the other one that I want to send you, Ron. And, okay, here it is. Okay, you're going to see this in slow motion, too.
Okay.
Because
I think I know where you're going with this. I mean, it looks like...
No, I'm going to show it to you. No. I come with the receipts because people have been giving me a hard time.
I'm agreeing with you.
Miraculously recovered from acute sinusitis.
Hang on, you're going to Tolkien on our asses. Which one do you want me to play?
Okay, I'm just sending it to you. Camilla declared that she didn't attend the Duchess of Kent's funeral, the mass, because she developed acute sinusitis. It takes 7 to 10 days to develop it and almost 2 weeks to get rid of it.
Oh no, Paula, forget about any of that crap. All we need to look at is that look. Ladies. Yep. I do not personally have a set of ovaries, so I am not capable of delivering such a glare. Okay, but ladies, don't tell me y'all don't know what that look is. Okay,
let me see that again. I will let you see that again.
You settle in. I'm going to replay. Here it comes. Oh, that bitch! I hate her. That's what that was.
And after that, she told her to hush because nobody, Melania was not even looking at that cow. I'm sorry. Camilla can't stand her. She's not beautiful. She's nasty. She's smelly. I don't like her. Sorry.
Oh, damn.
People are trying to say, oh no, she was just worried the horses were going to trample Catherine. As if.
I'll play along, Kate. Suggest your challenge for Ron. Then we'll see whether or not I played into a troll's hands, but I'm all right with it. So I'm just saying right now, I've got daughters, okay? And if I see my daughters looking at any other human being like this, you better hide, okay? Because that nothing good is going on in the minds here. In fact, this is
Are we saying there's some tension there?
She's staring at a replacement. She's staring at her, and she knows her days are numbered because what's going to happen is Charles isn't going to live forever. I guarantee you, Camilla's going to live.
Oh, William is picking her up. The minute Charles passes away, Camilla's out. And I can tell you that from what I've been told,
yeah,
William wants to erase everything that has to do with Camilla, and he will reinstate
HRH. Paula, you can go along.
I have a question.
You don't know what happens to the. So what will happen? And this is serious. This happens every time when the king passes away and a queen's left by herself, she's publicly beheaded.
Don't call her queen. Whatever you do, don't call her queen to me because I don't want to be associated in the same podcast with her being called queen. It's the only
queen. She's not. She's a queen's consort, and then the king pulled a swift one, and then at the coronation, Prince William didn't even acknowledge her.
Nobody bowed to her.
You've got to understand. This is as close to the reptilian overlord as we're going to come, right? Is this woman right here? Okay, metaphorically speaking, she's staring in the face of her replacement. At no point in her life has she even came close to achieving the grace of Princess Catherine.
Okay? Right, that's true.
But not only that, you know that she, for people who don't know this, I'm trying to get all the articles because I used to have the articles.
Listen, you know what a woman's, like one of a woman's superpowers is as they get older, right? You develop this superpower called spite, okay?
So are we saying that all of a sudden, ever since the coronation and the queen passed, and now that she didn't settle in to her, this queen has settled into her station, she don't want to be replaced and all this other stuff, and she's jealous of...
How about another one? How do I take this bitch out? How about that being a thought going through her head? Do you know what I'm saying? She's just, do you know what happens if she pushes this brooch? Five members of the SAS come out from underneath that hat, just lying in wait.
No, but you know that she was behind the campaign when William broke up with Catherine. She was behind the campaign of smearing Catherine and calling her and mocking her flight attendant because she actively said that Catherine was not good enough for William because she was not an aristocrat.
Catherine has never been smeared in anything in her whole goddamn life.
Okay, I'm going to tell you here. I'm going to show you the receipts, Camilla. I've shown the receipts. Camilla Parker Bowles. Parker Bowles.
Because I don't believe, I believe Camilla is a nice person.
No, she's not.
We know you do, Lady Letitia.
No, she's not.
Lady Letitia, you are pre-programmed to think everyone's a nice person.
No, I'm okay? not.
That's what makes you a really, that's what makes you, that's what makes you a nice person in this world, and you die real early during the apocalypse, okay? It's a balance, okay? Like, a happy, prosperous life in this world, but if the apocalypse happens, you're out week one. Week, in fact, first weekend, you're donezo.
You, Ron.
Donezo, right? You're just going to be like, oh, this guy, I can trust him. No, dead. Dead. Gone. Like, that's how that would go, right? Donezo. But yeah, I'm with Paula on this. Camilla's off her nut, mate.
Really?
Oh, that is as close to Cruella de Vil as you're ever going to get. If the lining of this blue suit is just made out of puppies, okay? Living puppies, okay? Living puppies. Think about that. Paula's like, when the ADHD rant is over, we can continue. Sorry, Paula, on you go.
Let me tell you this about Camilla.
Right.
Camilla,
why not?
Her hat. I love her hats. Look at this one.
Uh-huh. I will give her that. She certainly
she's the most morally bankrupt person in the royal family other than Fergie. She is the one who has brought Fergie back into the fold because she's very good friends with Fergie. This is why we saw Fergie. You know that she developed acute sinusitis, and you can Google what acute sinusitis is, and it developed overnight, and overnight it went away when it takes almost 4 weeks to get rid of it. But the very next day, she's all fine talking to Donald Trump, just so she wouldn't go to the Duchess of Kent's funeral. She didn't even wear black for the Duchess of Kent's funeral. She only wore an armband, and then she's going with Joanna Lumley, which is very disappointed because I do like Joanna Lumley and Absolutely Fabulous. But I mean, even Joanna Lumley was wearing like a dark colors, you know, but no, Camilla is laughing it up, you know, and wearing bright colors and just like a black band. And then the next day she doesn't even bother to that. She doesn't have any values of what a marriage is.
Camilla, Camilla can suck her mom. I'm really sorry. Sorry to say that, Camilla. But yeah,
And when Prince William broke up with Catherine, when Prince William broke up with Catherine, she was behind the campaign of mocking Catherine and her mom, saying because her mom was a flight attendant. And it has been proven that it was Camilla, not William's friends, like people wrongly said. It was Camilla who was behind mocking Catherine very much publicly. Paula, she was devastated when William got back with Catherine.
Yeah, you didn't came with the receipts.
Like, there's a really good show, right, Camilla, called The Winchesters. I don't know if you've ever watched this, right? So
she was young there, wasn't she? Both of them.
Wait, is it called The Winchesters? What the hell? What's the royal name? Not Winchester, is it? What the hell is it called?
I suggest you guys go watch the Middletons' Modern Royal In-Laws. This is a documentary. You can watch it on YouTube.
We saw it.
Tom Quinn shared, I heard that Camilla wasn't very keen on Catherine. That is translation for her. She wagered a horrible campaign, just like she wagered a campaign. And I will suggest you guys go watch Patrick.
Why for that? Because she was barely in the royal family herself.
Oh, but she considered herself better than everybody, sweetie. I suggest you please go watch.
Patrick
Jepsen did a video called Royal Scandal or Mongols or something like that, very famous in 2022, where Patrick Jepsen was Princess Diana's private secretary, but he was an incredible royalist. He worked for the queen and everything. And he said that Camilla wagered a war, psychological war, to discredit Princess Diana and brand her insane so nobody would take her seriously. Because what is the first thing that happens when you portray her as unbalanced, insane? You dehumanize that person. Nobody wants you literally kill that person civilly and socially, because anything, all her viewpoints and everything are considered crazy and not valid because you're crazy.
Yeah,
Camila wanted to have Princess Diana committed for having postpartum depression.
That's definitely true. But you know,
Patrick Gibson went on record. Even that fat guy, Robert Thompson.
I was agreeing with you, you crazy woman. Every time I agree with you, you come at me like I'm not agreeing with you. I'm agreeing with you. Sass me with your freaking South American sass eyes, me young lady. I'm watching you. All right.
Yeah, me with Flavian too.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't remember what it was called. I had to go to South America.
I have a question. Paula, remember long, long, long time ago?
God, are you calling me old, Leticia?
No, not at all. I'm talking about months ago.
Oh, God damn, she's on. Oh, Jacob's here, guys. Jacob has arrived, okay? Paula, just sitting alone, talking with Jacob.
I'm going to meet somebody actually at the Fox and Fiddle here in Young by Soho House.
Wow.
It's a fan of mine. So I'm going to meet her there.
Okay.
Anybody wants to come and buy me a drink?
That's super going to end well. So
absolutely.
Have any of you seen this TV show? Because this is probably the most hilarious depiction of the royal family you're ever going to see, right? And it's all based off their stereotypes, right? So obviously you've got the wonderful Prince Harry here, but this is before Meghan. Oh. Meghan comes in the final season of this, right? And then you've got, you know, Prince William, but you've got the evil overlord that is Camilla, right? She is the villain throughout this whole series. And if you haven't seen The Windsors, go and check it out, because it is just, it's so good. So good.
I have to get hearing aids because I don't hear, you know, I have to literally, I feel like I'm a deaf person. I have to see if your lips are moving, because if your lips are moving, I can't hear very well, but I do. Huh?
I didn't ask you about 20 questions since we
She pretends like she doesn't hear us, right?
No,
she pretends like she doesn't hear us, right?
Oh, or, is that what it is?
Oh, yeah. Now you don't know if I'm talking, Paula, do you? No, I'm just kidding.
I need to get a hearing aid. It's become very obvious. I need to get a hearing aid.
Yeah, get
to it. Looking forward to it. No, it's just a stupid left ear. It's the worst one. Yeah, it's when you do mosh pit a lot and you have Alice Cooper and all those people.
Shut up. Shut up. I've gone deaf. Paula M. gone deaf from mosh pit era. What, mate?
You know, in Miami, I used to go to this disco. Yes, I know you see me with glasses right now, but there was this disco, guys, in Miami. Remember, when you opened the door, I don't know how to describe it, but the sound hit your chest, your whole body. It's like
was it at the roller derby? We get the roller derby with your sisters.
It was the best discos, guys.
The best discos.
People don't dance anymore here. Everybody just goes to get drunk. I want to go someplace to dance.
Here we call it the skating rink.
No. I want to go to dancing like I used to go dancing before.
Mashed at discos. moshed at discos. Yeah, listen. What moshing is and what Paula did are going to be two different things, okay?
When you're at the concert and you're in the front.
First of all, who is the what concert are you at? What
I was Alice Cooper, Kiss, Van Halen. Right,
yeah, okay, that's fine.
Metallica.
Yeah, Paula definitely gets a mosh pit pass. All right, she definitely gets a mosh pit pass. Okay, it's probably
I want to see AC/DC, and I found out that AC/DC. I want to see AC/DC.
Where are you auditioning those?
But with the original singer, and I don't know if the original singer died.
Oh, so you're in a time machine. So that's what you're hoping for. You're just hoping for a time machine. So you and Jacob can go back in time, right, and not hear anything because you're deaf.
Yeah, I know, but I was doing it. It's not my problem, you know, and I was listening. I wish I could go back and say, when I saw Guns N' Roses, Aerosmith, oh!
Yeah, the Guns N' Roses would be awesome. Aerosmith would be awesome. They'd all be awesome.
I met Joe Perry, and I couldn't speak a word because I was stupid.
Were you excited to see him?
Yeah, I was very young, and my friends, my mates took me as a birthday present, and he used to be, believe it or not, guys, this is a funny story. Believe it or not, my mate, my roommate in the house, we were like 10 of us renting a house. He worked for the Prime Minister Mulroney, the first Mulroney, not the second idiot Mulroney, right? And he was a cameraman. So Dave used to run around with the camera. So he got these passes to go see Aerosmith. And I didn't have enough money to go see them, but he could secure the passes. So when we're driving by the stadium and where they were playing, and I said, oh my God, you know, I wish I could go. And he goes, oh, we're going to see if we can get in. And we got in. And then we're backstage. And then I meet Joe Perry, what a hot looking guy. And then I couldn't speak because I was so embarrassed. And the guy goes, is she mute?
Oh.
Oh, can I just say that there is now a new feature where anytime you guys put a question mark at the end of your sentence, StreamYard is notifying us that there's a possible question from the audience. I know no one asked for that information, but now you've got it. Deal with it. All right, look, swerving back to what went on.
Megan,
but Camilla was horrible.
Didn't Megan post a picture during this event?
Oh yeah, I'll show you what event. You mean Megan is no competition. The competition is over. Megan was never. Oh, look at Pete Dynas. Otis is there. Let me show you Megan. Okay. She posted this stupid picture thinking that she, oh my God, Ron, we have to talk about this. Ron, we have to talk about this. And Kalatisha, okay, we have to talk about this.
Does she have a hat on?
No, here, Ron, share that.
Oh,
no, not the hat.
I'm doing it, Paula. God.
This is Megan wishing Harry happy birthday. This is a picture from 2015.
What the hell? This is your birthday picture for your man? I would be pissed off.
I mean, I'm not being funny, but
I would have a
real wishing the videos with you and I where you say, I'm not being funny, but
look, I'm not being funny, right? But God. I've seen a lot worse. You could have picked a worse picture. I'm not going to lie. At least he's got hair there. Like, do you know what I'm saying? He looks like he's being pulled off by someone. He looks like he's being pulled off.
Okay, Ron, be quiet. Leticia, what do you think? Why don't you post a picture of your husband now? Your husband's celebrating. Doesn't she have like a cooking show of her baking a cake for her husband?
Why is this old? This is...
You guys are being crazy. It's totally normal for a wife to post a weird picture of her husband 20 years ago on their birthday. You're being too silly. You're nitpicking too hard. Nitpicking. This is...
And sorry.
You're picking the nits off the nits at this point.
You know that Disney thing was not a celebration of Lily. It was that they were paid to go there. Because
What do you mean, Lily? How does Lily get into this?
Remember, Meghan Markle said that Lily's birthday in June, right? It turns out that Disney paid them because they're going to be in a documentary to celebrate 70 years of Disney. You haven't seen it, Ron?
70 years of Disney? Why? I'm assuming you're talking about Meghan, right?
Yeah, Meghan and Harry.
Why are Meghan and Harry involved?
He's going to show the kids.
Okay, I'm going to show it to you, Ron. I'm going to show it to you. I'm going to put down this sound because I guess you are out of the loop on this one.
Yeah, I'm out of all the loops.
Okay, here we go. Okay, here. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, I'm going to turn down the sound, but this is Harry and Meghan because they're featuring in a documentary for Disney. Celebrating 70 years of Disney. So they were paid to attend there. So it's not they were celebrating Lily, her birthday, like Megan posted. They were paid to do
it. Oh, okay. So she's posted saying, we've taken Lily to Disney for her birthday.
Yes.
But really, mom was there making a bag.
Exactly.
That is brutal. Do you know what's even funnier?
She's doing something sweet for the little girl, but not.
Honestly, that is, I mean, don't get me wrong, fair dues, you're still getting a trip out to Disneyland and all
there
that.
You are.
But the poor little girl, here, see? The poor little girl The poor little girl was badly dressed, you know, and they used her for a buck. Okay, so that's what they did. They hire them here. You'll see that.
All the magic.
They don't call it the happiest.
But they don't show the kids.
No reason.
Prepare yourself.
We were just so lucky.
She's trying to look at this.
Look at her makeup.
This is so terrible. Megan interrupted because she needs to speak because she wasn't supposed to speak.
Oh, the happiest place on earth for no reason.
Prepare yourself.
We were just so
you're about
lucky.
To be blown away.
Surprises and scenes. Attention.
What was that? What was an awful, what was that animatronic? Because that looked like some sort of weird cherub with his arse in the air. What was that?
And Megan is trying to speak, and you can see that Harry ignores her, okay? Look.
We were just so lucky.
Oh my God, I'm not being funny. Can we just go back to her in a second? Aha. This is what I'm saying. That I didn't see. You're all thinking, "Oh, Ron's a weirdo. Why would he be thinking that?" That is a cherub with his arse in the air. Can we just go back a second? Because I think she's actually bent her nail. Can you go back? Can you just go back and just pause it when we get to Meghan and Harry?
We were just so
right, did you see her necklace that she's got on? Right. Get ready to pause it.
They don't call it the happiest place on earth.
Pause it. Let it run about another second and then pause it again. Just when she turns her head. Stop. So do you see this necklace that she's got on? This is called the nail, right? And it, you get it in silver, you get it in gold, you get it as a bracelet, and you get it as a necklace, right? I swear that she's bent hers, okay? Like that, the nail...
She bent her.
Well, the nail's a perfect circle, right, of precious metal, and it looks like a large nail, okay? But it doesn't have a buckle on the end of it like this. So she's tried to force that on and off her neck and bent that. Oh, absolutely cringe. All of you Cartier fans out there know what I'm saying, right? That is, I mean, you would get that reset and fixed. Damn. There is no stopping this woman's inability to just be rough around the edges at every goddamn fake Cartier then, probably. But you got to remember how soft gold is, you know what I'm saying? She's probably been really, really drunk and tried to get it off and just bent it and then tried to bend it back into the right shape. No one cares, Ron. No one cares. No one actually cares. So, Epstein on...
You know what? I got to tell you something. I have investigated here.
Yep.
And I'm actually talking to Andrew Lowney about it because there is a guy that used to work at this very posh hotel.
Yep. Is that who you're meeting tonight? Come on, Shane.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, that's what I thought.
He's got a lot of makeup.
And
Megan has nailed
Meghan herself. Meghan Markle used to stay. He saw Meghan Markle a couple of nights when Andrew came in 2013.
Yeah, having her bite your sandwich.
It's Shepherd's Pie.
Okay, of course, yes. Keep busting your job.
No, but Meghan Markle used to stay with Andrew twice in 2013 at the Windsor Arms.
Uh-huh. I'm not surprised that would be for the old...
There was an incident with a girl after a Soho House party in 2013, September 2013. Andrew was supposed to stay for 4 days at the Windsor Arms, mm-hmm. and he was evacuated after there was an incident with one of the girls.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the incident was that Megan annoyed everybody and no one could handle 4 days with her. So
the girl had to be taken to the hospital. The girl had to be taken to the hospital.
Oh, sure. All right, okay.
I don't mean to digress, but wasn't there a situation with Andrew and William?
Oh, God, yes, that's horrible. Have you seen that, Ron?
No, obviously Ron's not seen it.
Oh, Ron's my God, Ron, let me show you. Stop sharing. I'm going to show you this.
Okay. You got this. We've only got about another 10 minutes this evening, sadly. I've got an interview at 9 o'clock, and I ran a little bit late starting, so I do apologize, everybody. It'll just be slightly over an hour this week.
Okay, no, this will be quick. This is horrible. This idiot, he was, and there's an article now that Prince William was really angry. Because okay. Charles was supposed is the one who did you know that they came with police escort? Him and Sarah and Fergie.
Yeah, obviously. Of course, they have a police escort.
You're all with laughter. Let me see here.
Of course, you're going to have a police escort. Oh, Vista Print.
Sorry.
Vista Print, man.
Look at this.
Oh, hang on. Fergie. Oof.
William did not want them around, Andrew and Fergie.
No, honestly, everything above her neck looks like it's been made out of a ball sack. Like her whole face
was livid because you can see in Duchess of Edinburgh, she really was unhappy.
Wow.
She really was not happy. The Duchess of Edinburgh, she was not at the banquet, state banquet yesterday.
Big shout out to the Duchess of Edinburgh, my favorite Duchess. Let's go.
I love her. I think she's amazing. But you're going to see this here. This is William, okay? This is William. This guy, look at the Duchess of Edinburgh. She's really angry.
Big shout out to the Duchess of Edinburgh. Because she's East Coast.
This is so uncomfortable. Okay, Ron, this is really uncomfortable to watch. Look.
Ain't looking like nobody getting along in the royal family.
Ain't nobody looking like a nada nada. Nada
but look at this. Look at this. Look.
Nothing but a nada.
William couldn't wait to leave, and he didn't want it because he inched his way. And even after William tried to look away, he still tried to follow him.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Do they specifically ask for the weirdest people to stand behind the royals that are going to be on TV?
He was not supposed to be near William nor Catherine. And then when William, you can see William is completely ignoring him. And then William tries to talk to somebody else.
He's giving him the cold shoulder.
Yeah.
And then he figured it out.
Oh, wow. Wow. He does not help himself. He doesn't help. What is that? That is.
There was an article today.
Oh, wow.
Look at Sophie. And they thought it was a big party. Look at them. And of course, with Charles. This is the funeral. But him and Sophie, him and Fergie thought it was fun.
Keep in mind that they're smiling and laughing and having themselves a good time.
Yeah. And keep in mind that the Duke of Kent just lost his wife of 64 years and he was forced to have Andrew. Because Andrew could have not gone. He could have said, I also have sinusitis, like Camilla. But William was not happy. There was an article posted today and he was sitting right here, guys, right next to Charles.
Yeah. Damn.
Prince Andrew was sat in the front row on the right-hand side. Fergie, King Charles, Prince William, and Catherine were in the front row of the middle block.
Excuse me. Damn.
I can't stand, and you know, and nobody wanted to talk to them. Nobody wanted to be seen with them.
Yeah, Andrew's a bit of a acquired taste. I'm not going to lie. He's
But the Duchess of Kent was really close to Princess Diana, right?
Oh, she was.
Oh, incredibly close. She was under her wing. And when Princess Diana was told that she was losing her HRH, her and Princess Michael of Kent wrote to Diana and said, please never kneel before me, because when you lose your HRH, you have to kneel to the HRH people, right?
Wow.
So both of them wrote to her and said, never. We will die if you ever kneel, you know, to us.
Yeah, they're right. She shouldn't have to.
I really miss the Queen and Princess Diana. Yeah.
Well, they're gone. Get over it. Okay. They're gone. All right. They're never coming back.
It's a whole film.
We're stuck with what we've got. Those days are gone. Okay. Oh, yeah. They did a good job. I got sent the full 283-page PDF file of the book that Ghislaine Maxwell gave to Epstein. It's mad.
I'm sure he wasn't happy about this.
Oh, no. These people, three people got arrested for doing this. Okay, just for projecting this onto Windsor. I mean, it's the least possible damaging form of protest I've ever seen.
It really is, but it's big.
Yeah.
Well, this is why, you know what, it breaks my heart, because I am a monarchist. I do love the monarchy. So it really breaks my heart when I see articles for monarchy hits record low. You know, it's like, I do believe that with
I keep saying this to you. I'm from the UK. We want a spicy royal family. Okay, bring back the arguing. Bring back the scandals. Okay.
I disagree with you. I think we need some fashion, like flair, like Princess Diana.
Ron, you said
give me that. No one would be given a rat's ass about Diana if it was just all fashion and no scandal. Okay.
I'm gonna double check on that because look at Princess Catherine. Just her wearing that fabulous, fabulous dress. We can't, and even her hair, we can't.
Prince Catherine has about 2% of the impact that Princess Diana had, okay? And she's got 2% of that impact in a world where news travels at a million times faster. Catherine has yet to achieve what Princess Diana did. She's getting there.
That's true.
She's getting there. Princess
Diana, I gotta tell you, I know many of you are gonna say, oh, you love Princess Diana. You got that right, I do. I do, because she earned my love. I mean, she was a woman who
Ron is actually the official spokesperson for not just the UK Snowdrop, but the Commonwealth. And you know what? I'm going to throw the Americas in as well. Okay. So congratulations for Central, Northern, and Southern America. I am now your official spokesperson to suck your mums and Snowdrop. I hope you have a terrible day.
What do you think of Diana? What do you think of Diana?
What are you asking? You asking
what do you think of Diana?
Who, me?
Yes.
I think she's a wonderful and beautiful. She was all, you know, wonderful, was like an icon. But when I'm comparing Catherine to Diane, you know, and I hate to.
Who's Diane? Who's Diane? Who's Princess Diane?
Princess Diana. Sorry.
Thank you.
To Catherine.
Yeah.
I really see Catherine stepping up and being the.
Oh, do you know? I agree with you. I think she's
Yeah. Because the reason why I even got interested in the royals was because of Catherine. That's what put me on the scene, was her and William.
So you're biased. That's what you're saying. You're biased then.
No, you're not
going to get an analogy.
So what if she's biased? I'm biased towards Diana.
I'm only busting her chops. But no, I completely agree. I honestly think that she's enough of a lady to save all of her best acts for when she's queen. I'll be honest with you. I think she wants to give Camilla the opportunity and everyone else the opportunity to do what they can in their positions to the best of their ability. But you know, as soon as she becomes queen, she is going to smoke show everyone. She's going to go down in history. It's going to be, oh, it's Diana too. I can fully see that happening, but I just don't know.
What do you guys see the difference between, I mean, Diana and Catherine? Like, I feel like they're equal as far as popularity is concerned.
No, absolutely not.
As far as beauty and people loving on Catherine, that's not.
I personally don't judge people on beauty or looks, Letitia. I try and look deeper than that, but that's okay if that's the sort of person you are. Wait, no, I'm just kidding. I completely agree with what you're saying, but you've got to understand, like, if you were to go and knock on any door that has a mum or a grandma over the age of 40 in the UK, they are going to sit you down and be like, now let me tell you a tale of our wonderful Diana, Letitia, right? And they're just going to yap your freaking ears off. They're going to start pulling out clippings, of like newspaper cuttings and all of this. She was a mold-breaking icon. right? And now you're seeing people like Catherine as a result of that mold being broken, if you see what I'm saying.
Can you imagine being able to completely change worldwide perception of AIDS with a handshake?
Right. Yeah.
That's all you talk about. She a did. Handshake from a lady, because she was a lady. And I remember the headline so clear. It said, if a lady it's okay shaking this man's hands, who are we not to? You know, it's like, because this is the whole thing that Meghan Markle misses the mark on. Being a lady doesn't mean that it's a title. Being a lady is your behavior, your acts, your, and this is something that you cannot buy. This is not something that it's either you have it or you don't.
You can't act it out.
Megan's tried. She tried all these things. She tried to buy it. She tried to act it. Failed.
No, but it's something, you know, that I got to tell you, even in the fields, the farm, girls that are 16, 7 years old now, they know who Princess Diana is. I was shocked because I wanted to see who she was, and go, oh yeah, the pretty beautiful princess. And I'm like, how do you know about that? I keep telling you,
you can't employ 6 and 7 year olds and then come on the internet and talk about it. Okay. 16. Okay. That makes more sense.
These are girls that are from the back of the woods and the mountains of Nicaragua, and they knew.
Listen, whenever I am signing up a new business, I'm thinking I need to get myself some wilderness women. Okay. That's what you need to do. You go out into the wilderness and you just start calling and you see what staff turns up for the first day of training. Of course, I jest. But listen, we're going to need to wrap it up there, because in 8 minutes, I am live again on the Sean Atwood channel with part two with Pastor Dave. We left off our story last time, where Pastor David invited a homeless woman into his home. And that's when he truly went on his spiritual warfare journey, when he discovered her standing outside his wife and his bedroom door, screaming, trying to fight something that wasn't there. Ooh. And we really are hitting on to the multiple exorcisms and Pastor Dave's incredible journey. Join us.
Great. I'm going to come with her.
Hell yeah, you are. Hell yeah. All right, listen, the power of Christ compels you. I will see you all there. Big shout out and love you all. We'll see you in the next one. Peace.